USA Radio News with Wendy King.
5 people were killed in a workplace shooting in the Chicago suburb of Aurora. They were found inside a manufacturing plant. 5 officers were injured by gunfire as they tried to stop the suspect who was killed at the scene. Mayor Richard Urban.
It's a shame that mass shootings such as this have become commonplace in our country. It's a shame that a cold and heartless offender would be so selfish as to think he has the right to take an innocent life.
President Trump has tweeted his condolences to the victims' families. In California, a 3rd storm victim has been found, a man swept away by floodwaters in Sage, which is east of Los Angeles. There's still a threat of mudslides worrying residents in Sausalito.
I don't think we've seen a storm like this for decades.
And so far, there's 3 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevadas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number 2, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
The president's declaration of a national emergency at the border sparked protests outside the Trump Hotel in New York. Some arrests were made. Some lawmakers and some states are saying they will fight the declaration in court. The president likely gave challengers ammunition for questioning its legal basis by hinting at the political realities.
I could do the wall over a longer period of time. I didn't need to do this, but I'd rather do it much faster.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he's right.
He didn't have to do this. In fact, he can't do this.
Becerra says the president is violating the Constitution. Another top aide in the Trump administration has been interviewed by the special counsel's Russia probe investigators. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has confirmed that she voluntarily sat down and answered questions. They also grilled her predecessor, Sean Spicer, on the ouster of former FBI Director James Comey. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A legendary American statesman is laid to rest, and USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Several days of tributes and services for the longest-serving member of Congress in history, concluding on Friday morning, as former Congressman John Dingell was laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery. Dingell, who died recently at 92, had served 59 years on Capitol Hill. On Tuesday, a funeral was held in his hometown of Dearborn, Michigan. On Thursday, a service held in Washington, D.C., where former President Bill Clinton said of the Democrat,
"He understood that the trust he was given as a member of Congress representing his people was first and foremost a job."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A top general disagrees with the president over Syria. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Joseph Boutell, the U.S. commander who's been leading the war against ISIS, told CNN Friday he disagreed with Donald Trump's decision in December to pull troops out of Syria and warned that the terror group was far from defeated.
"When they are capable of handling this threat on their own without our assistance, that will be another key criteria indicating to me that we have accomplished our mission of defeat of ISIS."
And as you sit here today?
No, we're not there.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.